Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
When Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter overreacted and tried to fight off his attackers. Simon Peter, then having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear, and the slave's name was Malchus, John 18, verse 10. Now, Jesus picked up the ear, placed it back on Malchus's head, Luke 22, verse 51 so informs. You probably know that, but do you see the story behind the story? It was no accident that this happened to Malchus, who was the high priest's slave. After he was arrested, Jesus stood on trial before Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, according to Matthew 26 and verse 57. The heavenly high priest, Jesus, stood on trial before the earthly high priest, Caiaphas, but Caiaphas didn't recognize him. Now, it's not recorded in Scripture, but wouldn't you think that Malchus would have reported this incredible miracle to his boss, the high priest? Caiaphas had previously prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, John 11, verses 49 through 51. But now God was giving him another chance to repent. Would he believe Malchus's testimony and change his mind if, in fact, Malchus told him? Caiaphas chose to dismiss it, which sent Jesus to the cross. Now, on the judgment day, the roles will be reversed. Caiaphas, the earthly high priest, will stand on trial before Jesus, the heavenly high priest, and will give account for his life. I'm sure that Malchus's ear will come up in the conversation. Now, we don't know for sure if he ever repented, but tradition tells us that Caiaphas later converted to Christianity. If that's true, the miracle of the severed ear might have had something to do with it. And that's how God can take mistakes like Peter's overreaction and use it for his purposes. Think about it.
Good evening. Want to thank everybody, or good afternoon, we might say. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands right here on WSIP in Paintsville. And we got a big show lined out. We're going to start a contest today. We're going to have a contest here a little bit later on, and we don't actually know if we're going to come up with a question or maybe just play a song. And if you know either the group or the individual, call in, and everybody that gets it right, we're going to write your name down to give a turkey away the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
I believe that's the 19th.
The 19th, and I guess that's a strange voice. She's not been in here in a while. That's my beautiful daughter, Lindsay. Come in. Dave wanted to spend time with his daughter today. She's in from college, so I thought I'd spend time with mine. You've not been in here in a while.
No, but it's been a long time.
Long time. You're
been
mommy.
A little busy the been last a little busy. 10 months or so.
You've become a mommy since the last time, and
yes.
I've become a papa, and we've got our family's been blessed with a beautiful grandson
that
by the name of Jacob.
Keeps us on our toes, that's for
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. It sure does, but we're going to start out here with the Chuck Wagon Gang. And going to play a song from Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of
the soul of Ooh, 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 and true on the Wendy's fair alone. And when the cold wind blows, its roots they bend and moan. After the storms are past, it straightens up and goes on. Lord, let me be like that pot oak on the hill. Help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, Lord, as I travel on my own. Give me the strength to straighten up and go on. You know the troubles of this life, they sometimes get you down. When I'd look for my friends and they're not always around, and the good Lord seems to say, son, get up and do my will. Always remember that old white oak on the hill. Lord, let me be like that white oak on the hill. Help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, Lord, as I travel on my own. Give me the strength to straighten up and go on. Just give me the strength to straighten up and go on.
There's a good song. Well, Angie, when you hear 7891111, about everybody knows what that is, do you know?
Let's see, is that the, I don't know the order of them, but I know Osborne, there's an O'Brien, there's an Osborne, and there's
and
a butcher.
That's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. Law firm right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
And listen, I reckon that a couple of those names out of that are taking a little stint into coaching.
Absolutely. That's true.
Adam has been coaching out at Highland, and I think Brett's been helping up at Porter a little bit,
well,
too. So there might be a little bit of
competition there.
Rivalry there.
Well, that makes it more interesting.
It sure does.
But we'd just like to encourage everyone, when you need a lawyer, I mean, you never know if it, you know, what kind of papers you're going to be faced with. And if you ain't for sure what you're signing, get a hold of Osborne, O'Brien and Butcher, right here in Paintsville. And the number to call is 789-1111. And we'd like to remind everybody of Phillips Hardware out here on Route 40. It's getting that time of year that we've had some frosty mornings, Sam. We got Sam in here today visiting with us. Good to see you, Sam. And these frosty mornings, you know, what comes next is winter time, and most people are going to be looking to cut firewood. And if you don't want to buy a log splitter, they can, you can rent one off Phillips. They've got different kinds of heaters out there, and they've got kerosene heaters, and if you ain't got your house winterized for the cold weather yet, they've got heat tape, and the fishing hole's still open. There's still, you see a lot of boats on the road, so that's the indication that people are still fishing. Right now, I guess crappie weather's coming up, that cold weather. So when you need to check on hardware items, and just like if you, lawnmowers and all that, if you're through with them for the year, take them out to Phillips, and they'll get them ready for next year. And if you can't get them out there, call him. And they'll come and pick it up and service and take it back to you. So remember Phillips Hardware out on Route 40, and the number to call is 297-3456. Well, I guess it's time for us to do our contest we talked about earlier. So now right here is the way we're going to do it, and we're going to give the turkey away on the 19th of November. That'll be the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
So that's going to be 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks,
not
yes.
Next
and we,
Sunday, but the Sunday after.
And we will have the contest the Sunday of, and then give it away later on in the day. That way we have 3 weeks for people to call in and get on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, we're going to play a song. And if you know the, it's either going to be an individual or maybe a group, but if you know the who's singing this song, you just call in while the music's playing. And all we need from you is your name. And then what we'll do on the 19th of November, we'll put all the names in a hat, and we'll draw a name out, and we will announce that name. And whoever name we draw out, you've got 5 minutes to call. If you don't call, then we'll discard that name and draw another one.
So we're going, just to kind of recap, the turkey's not giving away today.
Not today.
Or next week.
Not next
but
week.
But the week after.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is, if you know the person singing this next song that they're going to play, call in, and if you get the name correct, that gets you one entry into being drawn for the turkey. We'll put your name down, and then 2 weeks from today,
absolutely,
you've got a chance of getting drawn out to get that free turkey.
So we're not just taking one name. Everybody call.
Everybody that calls in. So don't think that just because somebody's already called that it's too late.
Absolutely.
Every person that calls in and gets the name correct
will be
enter
on the
you
list.
In the drawing.
You sound like a school teacher.
Well, I teach third grade, and I understand how important it is that you repeat instructions
all right.
many times.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to play a song right now.
We're not going to give you any information about it.
No information. When the song starts playing, as the music starts, if you know who it is, call in, and Linda's going to take
through
the phone.
We might want to give them the number.
789-0318. And here goes the song.
If I was a gambler, tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, Lord, and work on the building too. I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a sinner, tell you what I'd do. I would quit my sinning, Lord, and work on a building too. I'm working on a building. On a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my
Okay, we've got some calls, some winners. Who we got there, Linda? Go ahead and announce them.
Okay, we got Bonnie Atkins, Sharon Hannah, Glenn Childers, who used to be with us here, and he's going back to Ohio today. So, and Carolyn Howard from Tennessee and Rodney Blevins.
And we want to thank you for calling in and thank the listeners that called in that didn't get it right, but you're going to have another chance.
Should we give away who it was?
Go ahead and
for
tell
the people that didn't get
for
it right.
For the people that didn't get it right here, tell them, Lindsay.
That was Hilo Brown.
Hilo Brown, a local singer right
mm-hmm.
here. So we may try it again if you're listening in about another, about a quarter till. We might try one more time, yes.
So keep listening, and we'll let you know when the song is
when
coming
the song's
we want
coming.
You to call in on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Linda, what we got going? Got anything lined up over there to play?
Well, while she's getting that lined up, I'd like to tell about a couple events that we have going on out at Flat Gap this
week. Go right
week.
Ahead.
The first one isn't really at Flat Gap, but it's put on by some of our really talented 5th and 6th grade Flat Gap students.
Well, good.
At the Mountain Arts Center on Thursday this week, November 9th, they're going to be doing Our Country, Tis of Thee, and it's a play that tells the history of the United States, and it also has a special message and tribute to veterans.
Well, good.
So if anyone would be interested in attending that at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg, it'll be Thursday, November 9th at 9 o'clock and another showing at 11 o'clock that morning, and tickets are $3. And then this Saturday at Flat Gap Elementary, we're having a fall festival. We're going to have an arts and crafts vendor mall open all day starting at 9 o'clock that morning.
Well,
a 5K, all kinds of games and foods, blooming onions,
big day
pork,
for next Saturday.
Pulled chicken,
that sounds interesting.
All kinds of stuff out at Flat Gap Elementary, and there's going to be an auction. I don't know if I mentioned that. So, stuff for everybody to do, and it's going to go on pretty much all day from 9 o'clock that morning, and games from 12 to 5, and then an auction that night. So, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, come out.
That's
and
a good place
visit
to be.
Flat Gap Elementary.
Absolutely. And what's the money going for?
Just for the school, you know, everybody's budgets are kind of tight now.
Absolutely.
And the schools aren't really getting as much funding as they have before, and so every little bit that we take in, we can use to help our kids and provide more educational opportunities for them and meet their needs. So if anybody is looking for something to do on Saturday, we would like to invite you out and come have fun with us. We've
something for everybody.
Stuff going on. Absolutely. All
and
ages.
Plenty of these. All right. Have you got a song, Linda? We're getting one right here. Howlin' Quartet.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. A fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Let me get a McPick.
Choose any two for $3 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, featuring a double cheeseburger, six-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, or a snack wrap. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Marianne!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home. Dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Yep, there's word from three of our sponsors, and one of them is McDonald's.
You know, I was just thinking that that might be good for lunch.
McDonald's?
I mean, I had it for breakfast.
We eat
so
breakfast
might as well
there.
Have it for lunch, too.
Might as well. You can't go wrong. You can get lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever there at McDonald's. And we like to encourage everyone, when you're looking for a quick meal, if you're running the ball games or don't have time, run through McDonald's. They've got all different kinds of tea over there.
I don't know about you, but I know Keith Patrick loves the McRib. And I saw on a billboard that it is back out now.
McRib back out.
Run, don't walk to McDonald's and get your seasonal McRib sandwich before it's gone again.
All right. And remember, you know, McDonald's, because they do a lot for the school systems and here in Johnson County. Whatever county they've got a restaurant in, they help
the
school.
They're very active in their community.
Absolutely. And then we want everybody to remember Fannin's Heating and Cooling. You know, we talked earlier about the time of year coming up. If you've not had your furnace serviced, filters changed, right now is a good time to do that. So get a hold of Fannin's and have them come out and check that. And if you've got any electrical or plumbing needs, remember Fannin's Heating and Cooling right here in Paintsville. And then one of our longest sponsors is Jones and Preston's. Mm-hmm. Right here in town, I'd say they've touched untown how many families in eastern Kentucky and probably, you know, some of the states that surrounds the eastern part. So when you're, you know, in that time of need and you don't know, you know, what to do or who to talk to about it, just get a hold of James Andrew up there. And all the employees are local people right here. And I'm sure that if you go up there, you know one of them because they just grew up right here in eastern Kentucky. And we'd like to ask you, you know, when you need something like that, just remember our sponsors that sponsor the show here, and we'd appreciate that. Now, you've got a song you're wanting to send out to someone.
I'm going to give it a try. This is my first time operating the computer over
here. Heavy equipment.
So I hope that this song comes through. There's a family that's very near and dear to my heart, the O'Brien family. Now, believe it or not, they're not related to us. It's another set of O'Briens.
Now, you work with
them. Travis, Sabrina, Ava, Carson, Aubrey, Sabrina, and I teach together out at Flat Gap, and I love them dearly, and I didn't have the first song that Ava requested, but I think I found the second one. So, Ava, I'm going to try really hard to get this song to play for you and to send it out to you. It's called Didn't I Walk on the Water?
As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. And he said, then I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I do it all again. He said, days is not that long. She hears a voice so still and low, says, I've moved like that before. Child, I'll do this little thing, and I'll give you so much more. And he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you.
All right. We've got another request for a song. This one's from the Ross family here in Johnson County, and it's called My Hope Is in the Blood. So we're going to try to send this one out to them and hope that they enjoy it this evening.
Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is peace beneath that flow. My hope is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. There is no other fountain so sweet. It has washed away my sin, gave me peace and joy within.
My hope
is anchored in His blood, His precious blood. Only one thing time shall come to die. The treasures of this world won't mean a thing,
but the joy of knowing Jesus will banish all my fears. For He took away death's sting. My hope
is in the blood.
Again, that was My Hope Is in the Blood, and we hope that the Ross family enjoyed that. And we'd like to send out another song now to my Uncle Greg and Aunt Jeannie. That's Dad's brother. And a lot of y'all probably don't know that Greg and Dad and my uncles and my Aunt Kim all like to sing when we get together as a family. And they all sing very well, might I add. They don't like to do it in public very often. So this next song that I'd like to send out to Uncle Greg is one that I know they've sung a lot. It's called Green Pastures. And so I know that it's a special one to them. And Greg had a little bit of a spiel this week, and he's on the mend, and we want to
encourage
him
a little bit.
But we're praying for him and that we love him and we're thinking about him. And so, Uncle Greg, this one's for you.
Troubles and trials often betray those on in the weather, anybody to stray. We shall walk beside the still waters with the good shepherd leading the way. Going upon to live in green pastures where we shall live and dine evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number. Those who have strayed were sought by the Master. He who once gave His life for the sheep. Out on the mountain, still He is searching, bringing them in forever to keep.
home to live in green pastures where we shall live and dine evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. We will heed the voice of the stranger, for he would lead us on to despair. Following home with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so fair. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and dine evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
There was a good song we just sang now, what? Green pastures.
Can't go wrong with
absolutely
those bluegrass gospel songs.
No, you can't. All right, we're going to try. We're going to try our contest again.
Yes. So everybody, listen up.
Everybody,
we're
be listening.
Do it one
in.
More time today.
One more time today. And what we'd like to ask you to do, call 789-0318. If you get it right, just tell Linda your name. She's going to write it down. And she's going to go on to the next. And because we have so many people calling in, we want to get as many as we
absolutely
can.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go ahead right now. We're going to start the song, and this goes on until the song stops. When
mm-hmm.
the song stops,
we're,
and we're
we'll
going
to stop accepting phone calls.
Absolutely.
But as long as the song is playing, so just again to recap, because that's the teacher in me coming
go
out.
Go ahead.
If you weren't listening earlier, the way that this works, you do not win a turkey today. We're just drawing, you're entering your name for it.
And the turkey will be given away on the 19th.
2 weeks from today. So if you know the singer of this next song that's getting ready to play, call in, give us the name. If you get it right, then you get entered in
absolutely
to win a turkey.
And the number is 789-0318, and here we go.
My Lord, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? me to tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave?
We had the phones was hot that time, Linda. And
she's
we wanna,
got a page full
a
now.
A page full.
Made her work hard on that one.
We want to thank everybody for calling in. And so we've got a good jump start on the contest for a free turkey. Going to be giveaway on November the 19th. And just a kind of a quick recap. What we're going to do, we put these names in a hat. We're going to draw the name out. And when we announce the name over the air, you've got 5 minutes to call in. If you don't call in, then we're going to draw out another one. So thanks, everybody, for calling in and getting on the list for the free turkey. And we've got one of our sponsors we never wanted to talk about is Conley Tar. Wallace and Chris, they've been changing tars and changing oil and in the tar business for a long time. And if you're, before the roads gets bad and slick, if you're needing some tars, go out there and check with Chris and Wallace. They've got an updated front-end alignment out there, and they sell the interstate batteries. They do the oil change, and it makes no difference what kind of tar you need, price or whatever, they can take care of you out there. So we like to encourage everyone, when you're needing something done to your vehicle, any kind of mechanic work, tars, whatever it is, remember Chris and Wallace, and their number's 297-2424. Now, we had another request, didn't we?
We did. We had another request from another family that I love awful good from out at Flat Gap, well, the Williams good. Family.
The Williams family.
Leanne Williams asked for a request, and I was blessed to have her daughter Haley in class last year, and I love her dearly. She's one of my favorites. Yeah, yeah. And her son Landon I'll be having here pretty soon, too. So, the Williams family, I'm going to be trying to send you out a song here by Salvation Rain.
tell me that you love me before you fall asleep. Then a trembling voice speaks so low, child, you know I love you so, that now let me go back. Mama,
all right, that was a good song that you just sent out.
Listen, everybody has kept us busy this week, haven't they?
I'm telling you what, we've had a ball on this contest.
Well, we have, and then, you know, I don't know about you, because it's been a while since I've been here, but I like it when people send requests of songs they
absolutely.
Like, and so, you know, I won't be here every week, but I'd like to encourage you, if you got a request, to call in during the show, and or you know, send somebody a message or something, and if we don't have it, we'll try to still find you something that's a good, you know, gospel song, and
absolutely.
We'll try to send something out, and I'd like to send a shout-out before we run out of time.
And this is a long distance.
This is. I'd be interested to see if we've got anybody listening from further away than her, but somebody that's awful special to us, Tammy Bolin. She's my mom's best friend.
Absolutely.
And is just like another aunt to me. And she lives, she always laughs because we can never remember if it's North or South Carolina.
Carolina.
But I'm going to take a 50-50 shot here and say from South Carolina.
There
so
you go.
We love you, Tammy, and we thank you
for
finding
in.
Us and listening to us.
Absolutely. Now, before we go out, you want to recap what's going on at your school this week?
Just a reminder, if anybody would like to, on Thursday of this week, come up to the Mountain Arts Center and watch our students perform a play about the history of the United States. It'll be at the Mountain Arts Center at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And especially, if you are a veteran or if you know a veteran, we would really like for you to try to attend, because, you know, there's a special tribute to the veterans, and we like to recognize you know, any veterans and thank them for their service because we really appreciate all that you've done for us. And then the Fall Festival on Saturday out at Flat Gap Elementary. There's a craft and vendor mall that starts at 9 o'clock that morning. And then at 12, everything else starts. The games, the food, and the vendor mall will still be open. But, you know, there'll it'll be games be an, and food, which is really what the children absolutely. And the men, I'm sure, care about.
And all day, it'll be an all-day project, won't it?
An all-day project. And it'll, the games and everything will end at 5, and then that's when the auction will start. So
that's
if you're
true.
Looking for something to do, come out to Flat Gap on Saturday and have some fun.
Well, look like it's time for the end again. Almost 3 o'clock. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's the truth.
And we would like to thank everybody for listening in and everybody that's called in. It's got their name on the contest.
And you'll be
list.
Doing it again next week,
We'll
too.
Be doing it for the next two Sundays after this one. And we just want to thank everybody, and we'd like to go out and just say the two things. Always smile. The sun shines good for your taste. Teeth. Good for your
and
teeth.
Let's see if I can have any better luck. Keep the Lord Jesus Christ number one in your life.
Amen. And here's the Grascals we're going out on.
For your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m.